Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you, except in Banff we woke up to snow this morning.
So I hear. So we've got a few council items from yesterday. I think the big story is the brand new incentive program for the voluntary removal and replacement of crabapple trees in Banff. What's this all about?
Yeah, council approved an incentive program for the voluntary removal and replacement of fruit trees. I agree with you. I think most of them in Banff are crabapple trees. The intention is to remove them from private property in Banff. And it's a great partnership program with Parks Canada. We'll be contacting homeowners who do have fruit trees, and we're going to offer to remove the tree and replace it for them at no cost. And homeowners will be able to select their own replacement tree from a list of recommended species.
Why did you decide to go with a voluntary program rather than, say, a bylaw to ban, say, ornamental fruit trees in town?
I think we want to see how this works first. We know where all the fruit trees are in town, and so it will be interesting to see what kind of compliance we get with this opportunity and this option. If all the property owners participated in the program estimated cost to be $21,000, and Parks Canada is providing $15,000 of that, and the town of Banff $6,000. So we just feel that if we are able to approach people and say there's an indirect risk not only to public safety, but also, of course, to the safety of our bears, we are going to help you remove this fruit tree, which is problematic.
Council also had an opportunity to take a look at the roadway project prioritization model. And this really breaks down how and when you repair roads within the town site.
Yeah, I think it's interesting for the public to understand that, you know, we do a lot of work and take a lot of time and energy to look at all assessments in town and certainly our roads. And so yesterday we got some updates on our asset management program, which I might mention is award-winning, that looks at all the roads in town, and we prioritize them based on a mathematical formula, and that determines basically when they're scheduled for reconstruction. It allows council to make very cost-effective decisions. Administration comes back and rates all of our roads based on, first and foremost, water and sewer. That's what we're looking at first, to see the condition of those, the condition of the road and the sidewalk, street design, and street lighting. And at the end of it, we create a 10-year plan based on priorities. If people are interested, they can go to banffmaps.ca and look at infrastructure condition map, and it'll show you, you know, a road that you may have some concern about, and you can see exactly how that road is rated and where it is on the priority scale.
An opportunity for Banff citizens to get involved in town works. I understand that there's some vacancies on some committees upcoming here.
It is the fall, and that's when we start to recruit for town committee positions. It's a really great opportunity for residents of Banff to get involved in the town, be part of a local committee, be part of the decision-making processes. Anyone who lives in Banff, is 18 years of age or over, can apply. You do not need to be a Canadian citizen to apply. And you can look for a seat on the Municipal Planning Commission, Development Appeal Board. We're looking for people on our Banff Heritage Corporation and on our Banff Housing Corporation. If you are interested, banff.ca/committees, and the application will be online. And I think the deadline is October 9th.
Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, will we be seeing you tomorrow at the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event in Canmore?
You will be seeing me tomorrow. My husband is walking under his name, but on behalf of myself, but Mayor Borman and I will both be there, and we'll be making a few comments. I know that the Y is already up over $43,600. The Town of Banff and the Town of Canmore continue to go back and forth trying to outdo each other in fundraising. I hate to say, well, it's actually great to say, Canmore has a slight lead on us, but we're gonna really push today and see if we can surpass them.
Fantastic. Good luck with that. Mayor Sorensen, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Rob.